Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to have Lisa Davis, Vice President of the Data Center Group and General Manager of Digital Transformation and Scale Solutions, back in the studio with us. Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you, Allison. Happy to be here today.
So Lisa, you've been on the program before, and you talked a lot about data-rich workloads and what we're doing for our enterprise and government customers in addressing these data-rich workloads. We wanted to have you back and pursue the conversation a little bit further. And for those who haven't heard the earlier episode, if you could just start with a view on data and what it represents from a business perspective in terms of opportunity.
Data has never been more important. We all know that data continues to increase at alarming rates in this digital economy that we operate in. I think the last statistic was 90% of the data that we are dealing with in our enterprises today has happened over the last 2 years. So an amount and a really amazing pace and volume of data that is being created within our enterprises. And as we build our digital transformation strategies in order to enable our business, because at the end of the day, the technology enables our business to compete, to remain relative in today's market. Data is at the center of that. And tying our data strategy to our overall digital transformation and business strategy has never been more important.
When you talk to customers and they look at, and that's, I'm stumbling because of that statistic. It's so thought-provoking in so many different directions. When you talk to customers about the data that they're creating, the data that they have access to, what is on the top of their minds in terms of turning that into a business opportunity and how they're building their IT strategy in the right way to do so?
It's not an easy problem. I mean, this is hard stuff, which is why, you know, frankly, the majority of our enterprise and government customers are really at the beginning stages of understanding how critical access to their data, understanding where their data is, and developing these data strategies are to the overall success of the business. The majority of our enterprise and government customers are really trying to understand, as we look at machine learning and automation of processes within the enterprises, where is the critical data sitting within the enterprise? And understanding first and foremost where the data is and having that strategic partnership with the business to understand from your business partners what data is required to make the business decisions necessary to accelerate or inform the business in the market today. Architecture plays a huge role on this. Most enterprises have data sitting in various locations within their enterprise, whether it's in a SaaS solution. For instance, maybe your ERP is in Workday, so your financial data is sitting in a SaaS solution. You probably have legacy or custom applications such as supply chain that's sitting in a different type of solution. And then you have various business critical applications, HR applications, and what data is necessary to present a holistic picture to your business really must start with a conversation between IT and the business to understand what data needs to be collected, analyzed, and gathered for access by your business partners.
When you think about the approaches to building an organization that is best suited to drive the opportunities here, what role does technology have and what role do humans have in creating solutions that will actually drive the business forward?
Yeah, technology has a huge role because it's in fact technology, as we look at IoT and sensors and capabilities that we can put at the edge whether they sit in our data center or whether it's video surveillance data that's being captured by a camera at an external remote location and on the edge of our networks. Technology is at the center of that, and that's part of the reason why we have the volume and increase of the data that we do today in our environment. It's now the human interaction that needs to occur between our IT partners and our business partners to understand the relevance of the data and how that data can ultimately drive better insights for the company, whether it's interaction with your customers, whether it's driving efficiencies within the business as a whole, whether it's increasing your competitiveness within the market and relevance within the market, whether it's maybe opportunities from a data monetization standpoint of what you can do with those data. I mean, and all of that happens with conversation. The data is meaningless without the relevance of the data and the connection between IT and the business, which is really critical.
When you work with customers, are there any things that you've seen companies do in terms of the process of moving more into a data culture that have worked really well in terms of creating those connections between business challenges and what that data can represent in terms of insight?
I think you hit on a key word here when it comes to culture. Change is hard. One of the expressions I always like to use is culture eats strategy for breakfast. So creating a data-driven culture actually empowers the employees with the resources and skills they need to have the right conversations with the business, understand how to leverage the data within the systems, and ultimately obtain the right information at the right time to the business to make more accurate decisions and compelling decisions that the business can leverage. So these data insights are really now the currency of digital businesses, because every company today, doesn't matter what vertical you're in, is a technology company, is a digital company in today's ecosystem and market.
How do you see the underlying infrastructure and the business challenges that CIOs or CDOs are trying to solve? And what is Intel's role in terms of helping organizations on this journey?
Developing solutions on our technologies with our partners is key to getting enterprises up and running on the latest technology faster. It's about your existing architecture, how you modernize and simplify the architecture. And I'll give you an example in our supply chain organization where we wanted to introduce SAP HANA. One of the outcomes of those conversations was around inventory optimization, perfect starting point. Now it allowed the IT organization with our partners to figure out what are the relevant data fields that I need to collect to get better insights and better outcomes from an inventory optimization standpoint. And we would look at our enterprise architecture to determine where the data was sitting. We also learned in that process that we had lots of legacy systems in order to get to that data. And it was an opportunity for us to re-architect and modernize much of the infrastructure to even get to insights faster. So we were allowed to really kill two birds with one stone. And I encourage enterprises, as they look at their overall enterprise architectures, to find opportunities to streamline and to drive more efficiency in your workflows and your processes today. Our role at Intel is to help you understand what technologies that we have in our portfolio today, whether it's CPU, whether it's our memory, whether it's our network technologies, that we can help you drive efficiency within your IT enterprise and get to those data insights faster.
Is there anything that you think is critical that we're bringing to market as a foundational element of platforms that will make this infrastructure even better suited for the challenges facing enterprises today?
Our Xeon Scalable platform was designed really as the heart of the enterprise. It is the biggest innovation we've had in a platform in 10 years. not only the increase in performance, agility, cybersecurity, but really that enterprise workload focus. And so much efficiency and capability in our new Xeon Scalable platform that what used to take me 4 VMs to do with previous platforms, I can now do with 1 VM.
Wow.
So there's so many advantages as you look at your enterprise architectures and you look at your overall data center. You can't compete on legacy infrastructure. It just slows you down. The value of our latest Xeon Scalable platform is it gives you that performance, agility, and capability edge that legacy platforms just can't do for you today. Another technology that I'm really excited about is our Intel Data Center Optane Persistent Memory. You know, I try to simplify it saying the larger the amount of data that I can put next to my compute power, the bigger the problems I can solve for my business. And this is what exactly our new Optane memory capability is going to do for enterprises, is create that memory pool that hasn't existed, that is much lower cost than DRAM, larger capability than DRAM, to really be a game changer of how enterprises are thinking about and leveraging their databases, of course, which is the repository of a majority of the data that's sitting within their enterprises.
Lisa, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. You just described a lot of really cool technology, and I'm sure folks are going to want to learn more about it. Where can folks find more information about what Intel's offering and how to engage with Intel in this space?
I would definitely direct folks to intel.com/analytics, certainly on a data perspective, and for really the broad guidance and application of your digital transformation strategies to intel.com/be ready. It's critical for enterprises to be ready to support the business of today and to do that with the latest technologies and capabilities that Intel and our partners can provide.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for your time, Lisa. It's been a real pleasure once again.
Always, Allison. A pleasure of mine, too. Look forward to talking again soon.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.